Time now for our tips for hardy gardeners. And Master Gardener Tom Casper joins us on the line. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
The sun is shining. This is a good thing.
That's right.
Even though it could be far worse.
Oh,
boy. No kidding. Yes, well, I hearken back to, these 25 years ago when I first moved into town at the beginning of October. And my little white dog and I got socked with a snowstorm on Halloween of 91. And is the town doing some kind of a big celebration for the 25th anniversary of the megastorm?
I don't think so.
Why not? Everybody could ride snowmobiles around town. It'd be sort of fun.
That would be kind of a good idea.
Pop some popcorn, make some cocoa, watch movies. I don't know. Just a thought. Just a thought.
Yeah. I remember the storm, too, and walking to the 6th Avenue East Milk House to get Dances with Wolves.
Ooh.
And a VHS.
Oh, you wild man, you.
Yes.
And I'm looking out my window and watching everybody going by in snowmobiles and looking at my little dog and saying, we're not in Kansas anymore.
That's right.
So gardeners can still be outdoors. What should they be doing?
Well, it's interesting. This is kind of a time when gardeners, we do kind of a couple things. We reflect on how good the season was, because really, all in all, it was a terrific season. Lots of sunshine. It's still warm and plenty of rainfall and things like that. There were a few challenges, but all in all, a pretty darn good season. But we're also kind of looking forward to next season and doing some things in our garden that represent that, and really, gardeners, we're eternal optimists, so we're already planning for next year's garden and the year after that. But a lot of folks now, it's really that time to be, as you're planning that for next year, is thinking about what you're going to put in that that you need to plant this fall. So spring blooming bulbs like
daffodils.
Daffodil, that's the word I was looking for.
When Tom Casper needs help, guess who he calls?
Yeah. That's right. I call my wordsmith.
Yeah. You say to yourself, oh, I need a DJ. Somebody help. I need a DJ.
Help me.
Exactly.
So daffodils and tulips, things like that, this is really the time to plant those. And we're really right in the prime of the season for doing that. So folks, if they're out at garden centers or home improvement stores and they see those bulbs, it falls really the time to plant them. And we're really right in that optimum time right now and for the next couple of weeks.
And how do you plant them?
Pretty easy.
Remember the squirrel trick you taught us?
Yes. Yeah, pretty easy to do. Dig in a hole, which we can all do. And you really want it about 5 to 6 inches deep. And then if you have a problem, because some folks have dealt with squirrels digging those up the day after they've planted them, they see the bulb going off across the lawn in the mouth of a squirrel or a chipmunk. So what they want to do, or they can do, is take some hardware cloth, something like that, or chicken wire, and cut a section of it and put it over the top of the bulbs. And that will detour squirrels or chipmunks from digging them up and having a meal. So if they're dealing with that thing, they can take small sections of like chicken wire, maybe cut it into 8-inch squares and put it over the tops of their clumps or groupings of bulbs. So the other thing to be doing right now is planting garlic. For those that are big, avid people who enjoy cooking or working in their garden or getting things from their garden, this is the time of year when garlic is planted as well.
Okay. Is there any correlation between planting garlic now and Halloween and vampires?
Well, you could set up a perimeter around your yard of garlic plantings to help deter vampires. Or you could serve a really good spaghetti sauce and encourage them, whichever you prefer.
Okay, just checking.
I'm in the process right now, or we are up at our greenhouse, of planting 20 different varieties of garlic for next year's harvest, and then it's ready in about July or August of the following year that you plant it. So a great way for folks that are looking for a little bit different in their garden or something unique garlic planting and harvesting has really become popular, and people can do it relatively inexpensively in the garden. So again, this time of year to be doing that, getting all of those kinds of spring and early summer bulbs in the fall is the time you want to do that. So
fantastic. Hey, and also coming up, it's one of these great sporting events. I know it's a sporting event because they have like the Run for the Roses and the Rose Bowl and the whatever, and it's the rose tipping, the tipping of the roses is actually,
yep.
So it's probably some kind of a sports event, is coming up at Leif Erickson on Saturday. It's all ages, no experience needed, and you learn the Minnesota method to tip roses. The Minnesota tip method is what you're going to learn, and the roses, apparently you're going to dig a bunch of holes and bury them.
Yeah, it's similar to what you and I grew up with in North Dakota of cow tipping.
Right.
Except you wait for the roses to go to sleep, similar to what you do.
And then you creep up on them and just give them a little shove.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know.
Exactly. So I'm really looking forward to folks showing up at the event on Saturday and saying that they had learned that particular method on this radio program. Gosh, we are helpful. Saturday morning, they're working.
We do.
Yeah, we're super. Saturday morning, they're working from 9 to noon. Then they're working on Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. And they'll teach you everything you need to know. But what kind of a fun volunteer activity maybe to do on a Saturday morning with your family.
Yeah, exactly. It's good for the community and good fellowship and things like that. And I know they usually have some really fun homemade treats that they serve.
And the roses don't mind much.
No.
All right.
As long as you're quiet.
Yeah, exactly. All right. TK, thanks for joining us. We'll talk
again
in a couple of weeks.
Have a good day.
Tom Casper this morning, Master Gardener and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners here on Northland Morning.